today's audiocast for Friday, January 12th, 2007, from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource, is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. AvWeb's Chad Troutfeder recently caught up with Mall Air Chief Engineer Mike Boram at the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo this week in Sebring, Florida. While the family-owned company didn't show up with a light sport aircraft at the show, it does have intentions of entering this growing market segment.
Yeah, the LSA prototype that we've had for a number of years now was originally debuted at Oshkosh. As it presently stands, we're still in development and market study with that program. Right now, the airplane, we need to whittle a little weight out of it, probably somewhere in the vicinity of 100 pounds. And we had a lot of interest in it, but as I say, we're still doing a market analysis of it. Seems that the LSA market at this time is flooded with airplanes, and we're finding that the bulk of the production is done out of the country and then imported. And it is Mall's intent to continue to keep their production in this country, since it's a family-owned business, and the airplane has always been built in this country. We're a little leery of changing that image at this time. Therefore, we're continuing with the market study. Probably wait until this market stabilizes a little as far as the number of units, number of manufacturers that are in it. We're looking at a number of different avenues. We have the prototype, which is factory built. We're considering maybe off as a kit for the LSA market. There hasn't been any further developments on that.
Meanwhile, the Moultrie, Georgia-based airplane manufacturer continues work on a diesel-powered Mall.
Our diesel program was originally started about 4 years ago. It involves the installation of an SMA diesel engine on our M7 model airplane. When it is completed, that will, in essence, be a new model. It'll be the M9. We're approximately 6 to 7 months, we feel, from having certification complete on that. I had the opportunity recently to fly it from the factory to Palm Springs for the AOPA convention and back, and I am extremely impressed with the performance of the SMA diesel on that airframe. The trip lasted about 33 hours total flight time. It was, if I remember correctly, somewhere around 4,400 statute miles. We consistently maintained 135 knot true airspeed. We ran every place between 500 feet and 11.5. At 11.5, with a tailwind, we were indicating a 210 knot ground speed. The engine performed absolutely flawless. We averaged 8.2 gallons per hour on the whole trip. I do think that it has an extremely favorable potential, even in this country, based on the fuel burn and availability of Jet A. Of course, Jet A in this country isn't much different price-wise than 100 low lead, but in Europe and Africa and South America, there's a substantial difference, and it makes it a very viable alternative. Again, we anticipate probably having that through certification. We're shooting for the 1st of July.
The diesel engine does cost a little more up front, but Borum said the customers will come out ahead because of better operating and maintenance economics.
The engine's a little more expensive than the comparable Lycoming, which is the basis of our engines on all our models at this time. I can't quote exactly how much difference there is. You would have to talk with Brent Maul, who's in marketing on that. He would have those figures for you. But there are substantial advantages, I feel. Right now, the engine is at a 2,000-hour TBO. It's felt that it's probably going to go to a 3,000-hour TBO. Fuel burn on the 230 is roughly 5 gallons to 6 gallons an hour less than a comparable 235 Lycoming installation. So when you factor all that in, there's substantial savings.
More of AvWeb's conversation with Mall Air Chief Engineer Mike Boram at the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo this week in Sebring, Florida, in just a moment.
The Bose Aviation Headset 10, for 5 years the number one choice in Professional Pilot Magazine survey. Enjoy an unmatched combination of comfortable fit, noise reduction, and clearer audio with 50% less clamping force than most conventional ANR headsets. Learn more at Bose.com/headset. Fly with the Aviation Headset 10 for 30 days risk-free. Order now and receive free shipping. And learn about the convenient payment plan. Visit Bose.com/headset.
Mall is also working on a gross weight increase program that will transfer directly to the M9 project.
We've had a project going on for the last roughly 2 years to upgrade our gross weight from 2,500 pounds to 3,100. First step was going from 2,500 pound gross weight to 2,800 pound. That program, all testing other than flight testing, has been completed and everything submitted to the FAA for approval. We are now in a testing program on our wing to increase it from 2,800 pounds to 3,100 pounds on floats. That would be a float installation only. We're presently scheduled to pull the wing, do the load testing on the wing probably sometime in February, the way it's looking. And then after that, it'll only be flight testing. That'll be completed, and then we'll be able to offer a 2,800 pound gross weight, and that will be an M9 model. That'll be a new model airplane. That'll be 2,800 pounds on wheels, 3,100 pounds on floats. Of course, the next question is, are you going to take it to 3,100 on wheels? We're talking about that, and we're investigating that at this time. But it will definitely be 2,800 on wheels and 3,100 on floats, with the possibility, depending on how our market analysis goes in preliminary structural analysis of our airframe.
The gross weight increase might even be offered for some in-service M7s as well.
There are some of the M7 models currently that have the fuselage reinforcements to accept the 3,100-pound wing. And we have talked about offering a 3,100-pound retrofit kit for the M7 models that have the fuselage reinforcements to accept it. Again, that is only in preliminary stages, but I feel that probably something will be done along them lines.
So what else does Maul have up its sleeve?
It's all top secret. If I tell you, I'll have to kill you. We have a number of ideas that we are kicking around at this time. Nothing that I would really want to divulge because they're very preliminary. But Maul's always been somewhat at the leading edge for a small airplane manufacturer. We tend to do things that nobody else does. We were one of the first to have a turbine on a fabric-covered airplane. Who would have ever thought? We were the first to have a flying prototype of the diesel in this country. Hopefully, we'll be the first to be an OEM for a diesel-powered airplane in this country. You know, if somebody tells us we can't do it, it's for some reason we always end up doing it.
You've been listening to our conversation with Mall Air Chief Engineer Mike Boram at the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo this week in Sebring, Florida. Now you get the latest general aviation news from AvWeb as it happens at AvWeb.com. The same concise but comprehensive news stories you've come to expect from AvWeb, along with brain teasers, the video of the week, picture of the week, and my favorite, the pilot's lounge for the very reasonable price of zero. That's right, it's all free. Just log on to AvWeb.com/register. Comments on this audio cast welcome at audionews@avweb.com. And this report was brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Visit Bose.com/headset. Look for AvWeb's next audio cast on Monday, January 15th. I'm Mike Blakeney for AvWeb Audio. Thanks for listening.